This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 9. El Olam, the Everlasting God. From Genesis 21. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called on the name of the Lord, the Eternal God. Abimelech, a local ruler, wanted to make a treaty with Abraham because, as he said, God is with you in everything you do. Abimelech played it safe and became an ally of Abraham rather than an enemy. At first glance, this may seem a minor incident in Abraham's life. But as Beersheba, we see that Abraham calls on the Lord as El Olam, the Everlasting God, or Eternal God. The Hebrew word Olam means for a long time, always, forever. El Olam thus reveals God as the Everlasting God. Why would Abraham use the name El Olam here? Note that before encountering Abimelech, Sarah had given birth to Isaac, the son God had promised. Abraham saw that God was faithful to his promises from many years earlier. As a reminder that the everlasting God keeps his promises, Abraham planted a tamarisk tree, an evergreen, at Beersheba. The treaty that followed at Beersheba gives us an example of why Abraham and Sarah are praised in Hebrews 11. They stepped out in faith to obey El Olam, the everlasting God who keeps his promises. God has eternity in view for you. What can you do today to demonstrate your trust in the everlasting God?
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.